Crying is your baby's very first language. Since newborns cannot speak, their only way to communicate hunger, discomfort, fatigue, or the need for closeness is through crying. For new parents, this can feel overwhelming, especially when the crying becomes intense, repetitive, or difficult to interpret. Understanding the reasons behind different types of cries and learning how to respond calmly can transform your parenting experience and help your baby feel safe and supported. This article provides a clear, professional guide to the most common causes of baby crying, how to decode infant cues, and the most effective soothing techniques used by pediatric experts, all while keeping your home environment calm and comforting. 1. Why babies cry, the foundation of infant communication. Crying is normal, healthy, and essential for newborns. It is not a sign of misbehavior or a reflection of your parenting skills. Instead, crying is the baby's main communication tool, signaling that something needs your attention. The most common reasons babies cry include hunger, sleepiness or overstimulation, a wet or dirty diaper, gas or mild stomach discomfort, feeling too hot or too cold, a need for human closeness, general fussiness or growth spurts. Between birth and 3 months, crying naturally increases as babies adjust to the world. This developmental phase is often referred to as the fourth trimester, where babies still crave the security and sensations of the womb. Understanding this normal behavior helps parents respond with confidence and compassion. 2. The different types of baby cries, what each one means. Although every baby is unique, most newborn cries fall into identifiable patterns. Pediatric professionals note that parents often become skilled at recognizing these sounds within the first few months. Hunger cry. Usually rhythmic and repetitive, becoming louder if not addressed. Babies may also suck on hands or turn their head searching for milk. Sleepy cry. A whiny, moaning cry that comes with rubbing eyes, yawning, or pulling on ears. This means your baby needs a calm atmosphere and a chance to settle. Discomfort cry. Sharp and sudden. The baby may arch their back or pull legs toward the chest. This often signals a dirty diaper, gas, or tight clothing. Overstimulation cry. A fussy, irritated cry that appears after too much noise or activity. The baby may avert gaze and stiffen body movements. Pain cry. Strong, high-pitched, immediate, and intense. If you suspect pain, always check temperature or signs of illness and seek medical guidance if needed. Just need comfort, cry. Soft but persistent. Babies often cry simply to be held. It is a biological need for emotional and physical security. Recognizing these patterns helps parents respond more effectively and reduce prolonged distress. 3. Effective soothing techniques backed by pediatric experts. Once you identify the reason behind the crying, the next step is soothing your baby in a gentle, safe, and supportive way. Here are evidence-based methods recommended by experts. Swaddling. Wrapping the baby snugly creates a sense of security similar to the womb. Always ensure hips and legs remain loose for healthy development. Rhythmic movement. Rocking, gentle bouncing, or slow walking helps regulate the baby's nervous system. White noise. Sounds like a fan, soft shushing, or a white noise machine mimic the womb environment and help calm overstimulated babies. Skin-to-skin contact. Holding your baby against your chest stabilizes heartbeat, breathing, and temperature, creating immediate comfort. Feeding or pacifying. If hunger cues appear, feeding quickly resolves crying. For non-hunger crying, pacifiers offer a natural soothing reflex. Dim lighting and quiet environment. Reducing stimulation helps tired or overwhelmed babies settle more easily. Burping techniques. Gentle burping after feeding reduces gas and discomfort. Warm baths. A warm bath relaxes muscles, calms breathing, and often helps babies sleep better. The key is consistency, patience, and avoiding overstimulation. Over time, babies learn to self-regulate with gentle support. 4. when crying might indicate something more. Most crying is normal. However, parents should be aware of situations where medical attention may be needed. These include crying accompanied by fever, vomiting, rash, or signs of dehydration, unusual high-pitched crying, persistent crying for hours despite soothing, difficulty breathing, a baby who is unusually quiet or unresponsive. In these cases, contacting a pediatric professional is essential. 5. Creating a soothing home environment. The home environment plays a major role in how quickly a baby calms. Soft lighting, consistent routines, clean air, and a comfortable sleeping space support emotional stability. Parents who stay calm during crying episodes also help babies calm more quickly, as infants are highly sensitive to caregivers' emotional states.